Ladies and gentlemen, just a reminder before we start the Braylon and Dumb Show here that the Braylon and Dumb Show is brought to you by the one, the only Celsius. If you ain't drinking Celsius, shame on you. Let's bring in the fellas. We got Joey D in the house, and of course, we have Mikey V in the house as well. And my, oh my, Mikey V with the full suit here. Gentlemen, Joey D, what do we have
well,
here?
Well, you know, you got to go to certain functions when you're a grown man and you have to show face and you have to appear Bob sipping some Pinot Noir this evening.
Yeah, I am.
And that's just the way we like to see it. That's just the way we like to start. Joseph, good to see you, my friend. Teeth are looking iridescent white this evening, which is always a good sign to start
the
program.
Do.
Yeah, extra white. Good for you.
Mikey V, what are you all dressed up for?
I had a function this evening, a holiday party. You know, the holiday parties, they put a lot of stress on the family. You know, I'm just loaded with these holiday parties. It's almost every other day now, and a lot of stress. Hats off to my wife, tip of the cap to Holly V for being able to manage and guide the ship through the storm of these holiday parties that come, quite frankly, fast and furious. And, you know, it's not fair to anybody, but it's, you know, you got to do your duty and due diligence as a man.
Now, Mikey, I will say, I see you doing, like, at a holiday party or one of these functions, I see you doing very well at one of these things. I really do.
I thrive in these type of environments. You know, I'm a big, you know, I like to politic. I like to shake hands and kiss babies. And, you know, I try to do what I can to make people happy, Bob. And I'm a sociable guy. I think I'm a guy that I could, you know, I could get along with pretty much anybody. I could talk to anybody. And open up to anybody. Once you're on my good side, Bob, I open up quite easily. So I'm an open book. I'm transparent. There's no question about it. But you know, some people, you know, don't like to approach me. I don't know what it is.
I will say, I think one of the keys to one of these functions, even, you know, holiday parties, weddings or whatever, is just knowing when the conversation's done.
Yeah.
And having a good hour. And something that I've learned is, There's nothing wrong with just initiating that the conversation's done. You know, like, all right, I'll catch you later.
You have to walk away.
Exactly.
You have to be able to walk away.
Totally.
You have to be able to.
And knowing when to walk away, I think, for one of these holiday parties is the biggest thing. And by the way, not fearing, you know, I think a lot of people fear having, like, being, like, alone and not in a conversation for a certain amount of time. Don't fear that. Let the game come to you.
Well, see, you know what helps with that, Bob, is if you have a party that has like past hors d'oeuvres or food or something, that really takes a load off, because you could sit there with the plate of food and make it look like you're doing something when you're really doing nothing at all. And I feel like I'll always be that guy. If you leave on a high note, that is a very high social intelligence. Like, that's a high characteristic. And for someone who's well-spoken like you are, and Mikey V is very, very well-spoken, I think you generally, you need to know within a minute or two before the conversation ends that it's dead. And you need to move on.
And both parties know. Both parties know.
Asking where the bathroom is. I need to get to the restroom. I'll be back. Or, oh, I just saw someone. I'll catch you later. There's different techniques, but you got
to. I think the thing is like, too, if you see somebody who, like, for instance, tonight, I saw a lot of people who I see often, but I see at a distance and I don't necessarily strike up a conversation. But tonight was a little more of an intimate gathering. So I had to, you know, go forward and make conversation. But you make a conversation, I can pretty much talk to a garbage can if you gave me the opportunity to do it. But then I think the best thing to do is, like, you strike up some type of conversation in which a joke is made or something where it's like off a laugh. And then it's kind of like, you have your laugh, you've been there for 5 minutes tops, I think, with somebody like that, 5 minutes. And then it's usually there's so many other people there. It's like, you feel that comfortability of, all right, that's it. And then you just walk away, but you go to the bar, you get another drink, you go to the hors d'oeuvre table, you get another, you know, a little plate or something, and you gracefully exit, no awkward exits. I think it does take a certain type of skill, but you have to be able to walk away because nobody wants to just stand there in silence. That's the most
worst is when you see someone you know you have to say hi who you don't want to say hi.
Oh yeah.
And it's like the social obligation is there and you know it, but you dread it and you go in and it's like, sometimes it's hard for me to put the face on. It's like, you know, oh, hey, how's it going? And I feel like that's not good for me because they know that I don't want to talk to them.
Well, you know, I wish there could be a camera for where when me and Joe were working at the hotel, the difference between, you know, Joe's more the type where, Joe, if he don't like you, he's got no desire to talk to you. He's not going to. Whereas I think I played the politics game a little bit more. But that's the thing with Joey D. And as you know, Mikey V, he's going to let you know. If he doesn't have time for you, he don't have time for
you. I give very little to people I don't care about. Because what? I'm an open book. You know I don't like you. It's like, what are you?
That's well put. That's well put. As Bob Zips is people.
It's like, there's no point. It's like, it's excruciating trying to talk to somebody you have no desire to talk to. Whereas Bob would talk to them for 10 minutes. They'd leave. The whole crew would be riding. And he'd look at me and be like, God, I really fucking hate that guy. And I'd be like, dude, you just put on a fucking show.
My cousin will talk to anybody. My cousin was doing an impression of me last night at dinner. And she's talking to me at this one golf tournament and this group, you know, that I was talking to, this other golf group. And, you know, he's doing an impression of me talking to them and being all nice to them. And then I turn around to him. I'm like, you know, Jay, I can't stand those sons of bitches. Like, I can't stand those fucking guys. And he did it. My voice, it was a fucking riot. But, yeah, you got to know when to. And then, you know, the other thing that bothers me, Mikey V, is what amazes me is, A, some people just don't know when, you know, when to stop or whatever. But, and not even just so more holiday parties. The thing that I've seen is having a conversation with somebody that maybe you just met or whatever, and they just talk about just all about them rather than the crossfire back and forth. It's like, how do you not see? How have we been in a conversation with this? You haven't asked one thing about me. You know what I mean? And there's so many, and there's just no awareness.
Yeah.
I think that depends on the environment of the party. And if you're at a party where there's like, you know, people of, you know, I don't know, I don't want to say high esteem, but people that are, you know, of that consider themselves the upper echelon of whatever profession that they're in, that's something that you could run into. And that's where you just got to knock them down a couple pegs. You know, I think you got to throw in a little joke and just poke a little jab. And usually people that are in those positions are able to roll with those punches because if they're in those positions and they've gotten to that point, it means that they're, you know, socially aware and have enough emotional intelligence to understand that I have to be able to laugh at myself a little bit. And if they can't, then that's a big red flag. But I think that they wouldn't be where they are if they couldn't handle that. But that's absolutely true. Nobody wants to sit there for 5 minutes and you're just going to tell me about your job, your kids, your wife.
It's all about them.
Everything you're doing. Nobody wants to do that. It's definitely a ping pong game, back and forth.
Part of the problem is a lot of people don't even know these things. So there's cluelessness. I wish in school, take geometry out, put a subject like this in. It has so much more relativity to business, to social encounters, to friendships, to different. I mean, something like that could enhance.
I tell you this, I haven't used trigonometry once in my entire existence.
Who needs to know what a hexagon is? Like,
I don't need to know what, you know, how many molecular cells are in, you know. I've never used the periodic table of elements once in my entire
existence. These are real life things that could actually help enhance someone to thrive in a business setting, in a relationship, in different outings, just from a social, you know, point of view. Bob, you're looking very confused. Are you not in agreement?
No, I agree. I think my three, if I could add something in schools that would teach you something that they never have taught me that I would love to add into the system, and there's three things that I would definitely take out, you know, algebra and all that stuff being one of them, is taxes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think there's
talking about a guy who wishes he learned taxes early on.
Bet your ass. Joe D got out.
Uncle Sam's about to bend me over in a bad way.
Taxes is one of them. How to buy a house, mortgages, and all of that shit.
Yeah.
And then just social awareness.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that 100%. I agree with that. I would have much rather been prepared for those type of situations. Any type of, you know, balancing of a checkbook, which isn't really just interest rates, credit, things of that nature. They're just so much more applicable to everyday life as opposed to, again, you know, biology. And I mean, listen, you know, I just think those type of courses should be reserved for the, you know, secondary education when you're in college, you know, when you're specifying your education, not so much as core classes in high school. But then again, who am I and who are we? You know,
we have a pretty good insight on life. So I think we speak for the masses.
You know, look, I don't want to pat ourselves on the back, but
voice of the voiceless.
I do think we caught.
Some would say the voice of the voiceless.
Some would say, Joe.
I think we caught the better half of that. I really can honestly confidently say that the three of us sitting here right now have caught the better half of social IQ.
By the grace of God.
By the grace of God. I mean, but look, some people might disagree. Some might disagree. I think we caught the better half. I agree. I'm happy where we're at.
I agree.
Okay. Well, I'm glad. Is anybody else bothered by anything? Is there something else that you guys want to get off your chest? No, I think it's a good start.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, I got a couple sells, but I'll wait till the buy and sell. I got a couple things bothering me, but you know what? Not much. I've really tried to be in the best. I feel like the last couple of years with the COVID has really affected the holiday seasons. Last Christmas, I couldn't even really be with my family because I got COVID, if you remember, right before Christmas Eve. So I'm really trying to be in like the ultimate Christmas mood this year. I got the music going every day. We decorated the house. The kids are enjoying it. I just think this year everybody should just buy all in. I understand if people aren't into certain aspects of it, but I really think this year is an opportunity. It just feels like this year everyone is kind of back all in because the last couple of years were so off. And this year is the first year where I kind of have like that old school feeling where there's a big turnout at all these parties. Like all these parties are mobbed that I'm going to, as opposed, obviously restrictions aside, it just feels like this year, it's kind of like that return to pre-COVID enthusiasm with the holidays. And I would advocate for that. I think it's important.
I would actually say I'll even double down and say that now New Year's Eve, I think New Year's is going to be a rager because, you know, people have really, you know, been looking forward to getting out. And I think even New Year's is going to be that much more even wild. But yeah, people seem to be all in on Christmas. Look, I'm all in on Christmas. Something that I do want to say, I'm going to be honest with you guys. And Joe, like it or not, but I think you got to give me credit on it. Okay. And it took a long time to get done. We were flying back from Florida. And I shit you not, Mikey, I gave everything I had into the Godfather.
You gave nothing,
Bob. No,
I was gonna say it, and you opened that clam. So let me just address it very quickly, and then Bob, you can have the floor. The fact that you would try and view the Godfather on an airplane television is just a disgrace to cinematography, a disgrace to Francis Ford Coppola, a disgrace to that film, that would be the venue that you deemed appropriate. God knows what you did on that Florida trip. You were banged up for 80 days in a row doing all right. And then he's going to try and view the Godfather on the airplane ride. What kind of effort is that? That is absolutely minimalistic at best. Horrible, horrible effort by Bob. And now he's going to try and say, I gave it everything I had. Come on. I think you need to sit yourself down on a non-football day at home, sit on the couch, order it on your big screen television. Mikey. And you're trying to tell me you're watching on a 7-inch airline TV on the back of a fucking headrest. And you're going to tell me you gave it everything you had.
The person in front of him is bashing the seat.
Yeah. His ears are popping. There's no proper audio. It's not in 4K. It's not in HD.
Well,
that's terrible.
I will say,
Anthony Bourdain.
I saw Anthony.
More comments on that.
So what
story.
Happened, Bob? What happened? Tell me what happened. You watched it.
You watched Luca Brasi get fucking murdered, and he just turned it off.
Folks, our next sponsor is a sponsor that I just so happen to use and take every single day, a product that I use and take every single day, Athletic Greens. You cannot go wrong when you're taking Athletic Greens. I wanted better mental health, physical health, gut health, and that is exactly what Athletic Greens does. You cannot go wrong when you go Athletic Greens. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you are absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. You can't go wrong. It starts your day right. I do it. I take one scoop of the Athletic Greens, down it with the water, and I am good to go. Mentally, I feel great. Physically, I feel great. After a workout, I use it, and it is absolutely terrific. Now, to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/dumb. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/dumb. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. Do it with Athletic Greens. You can't go wrong. While I'll be the first... Look, I'll be the first to tell you, I get the airplane thing, because honestly, I kept trying to do the subtitles in the so that I could read it, because honestly, the audio
captions.
The captions, correct. Right. It comes out a little bit. It does come out a little bit shaky. So
Shit, Bob, you're in a fucking airplane. Yeah.
Yeah. It came out a little bit shaky, but I will tell you this. Look, if I watch Remember the Titans on the airplane, I would love it the same way that I watched it if I was watching it in my living room to work. And by the way, yes, I did go back and forth. I would do Godfather, Anthony Bourdain, and then back to Godfather, then to Anthony Bourdain.
This is so insane, man.
And I kept going back because he said, I want to fight through this. Like, I want to find – it just is the most slow-moving – there are so many scenes in there that don't even need to be in there. The wedding in the beginning was the most dragged out.
It's an epic scene that sets the tone for the Godfather himself, that he cannot refuse a favor on his daughter's wedding day. That's to set the scene. I mean,
Mikey, I wanted to come on here so bad.
Mikey, when the horse head was in the bed,
what was he laughing? He had to be laughing that it was.
I was like, fuck, what are we doing here? Because Ticket hits me. I was on the end. Ticket was in the middle and Bob was on the other end. And Ticket hits me. He's like, the big scene's coming with the horse. And I look over at Bob. Bob's just like staring, all just disgruntled. He was not in. I mean, I don't know. The problem with Bob is you need to stimulate him within the first 5 minutes or you've lost him for the next hour.
And yeah, listen, I love Bob, but stimulating him is not something that I'm going to ever sign up for. That's for sure. That's for sure. But the fact that he thinks the airplane viewing was an appropriate venue to view is really discouraging. I think he owes it to himself to just sit back and try and do it on a regular. But I don't know. The attention span, just I don't know if it's there. And for Bob to say that it's such a slow movie and they should have edited out parts of the movie. And I mean, this is a top five movie of all time.
I don't get look. And by the way, you don't think that I think to myself, clearly it is one of the best movies of all time. If you listen to the way people talk about it. So it was frustrating.
So do you think this is a you problem or an everyone else problem?
I guess it's me, which is what bothers me, but
I agree.
I can't wrap my head around what I mean. Goodfellas is action packed. It's boom, boom, boom. It's fun. It's
different type of movie.
Oh God. It was like, it was filmed on a Motorola.
You can't finish assessing a movie and giving your Cole's notes on it. If you watch a quarter of the movie,
I know, but you got to get me at some point, Joe. I get the first 20 minutes, but I was hanging in. I was really hanging in there.
Here's the thing for me. If this was the first time that it happened, I could say, okay, maybe it's not Bob's style of movie. But this happens all the time. Yeah. It's very rare that you find a movie that he'll strap in and watch start to finish.
The guy only likes Disney live action sports movies. That's his genre. That's his wheelhouse. It's quite obvious. That's his favorite genre. It is what it is.
Oh, it is God.
I still love you. I'll support you. But
now let me ask you guys this, okay? Because I really wanted to get into this. What would be Mikey V and Cold Cuts? And whether you guys need time with it, fine. We can move on a little bit. But I would like you guys to give the next movie that I need to be watching, because here's the deal. Godfather was a fail. It was a complete utter it really what was. The last
one I said he had to watch that we were talking about? I said he had
you
to.
You guys
really got
to agree on a movie. And look, I will watch it. Ratatouille will be my next one.
Ratatouille.
Because this is completely different.
We've gone from Godfather to Ratatouille.
Welcome to the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
I actually think Bob will like Ratatouille because it's a completely different style of movie. It's about food. It's kind of fun.
It's
and
a great movie.
I give Ratatouille. I would. I really would. I would
you
absolutely.
Watch this before the next pod and then give us your. We should do reviews with Bob.
I want to.
With Bob.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm going to be honest. Like with The Godfather,
You turned off Godfather after 15 minutes.
Yeah. And another thing I will say, Anthony Bourdain can make drinking a beer look more enjoyable than any, but you ever get an Anthony Bourdain, Mikey V?
No, I'm not a big fan.
No, well, I don't know where we go from there.
But listen, I think Bobby, I think, talking about just stomping on the guy.
I think
Bobby Blockbusters could be a real hit.
Bobby Blockbuster
could be a real.
We should carve in a little segment.
Yep.
A 5-minute segment where he reviews the last movie, and we could take in we could have people give comments about what they want to see him watch next.
Yes.
And so Bobby, it would actually be helpful for you to start advancing your knowledge within the cinematic,
I want
realm.
To. I really do. And by the way, I know I'm going to get buried in the comments, and that's okay, because the beauty of Bobby Blockbusters, he's going to tell you how he sees it. He really is.
That's
so
fine.
So I think
oh my God.
I think
a whole new segment. I really like
it. Yeah, I think Ratatouille is going to be the next one. So
by the way,
that's a good one.
I don't know if either of you guys have watched this. I've started watching this show and I'm hooked. The White Lotus. Have you guys seen
this?
Yeah,
Holly loves that show.
Man, you are just you see these things, man.
No. I haven't watched White Lotus. My wife does advocate highly for White Lotus.
Did she start it without you?
Yeah, but it was a mutual agreement. She asked me if I wanted to watch it. I said absolutely not. I have no interest. I watched something else. I was watching a Netflix series that was like a horror series, and Holly is not into horror at all. So I watched a show called Dark on Netflix. It's German, subtitled, so that's a little rough for some people, but I heard rave reviews about it. It's very good. However, if you look at your phone for even 2 seconds, you have to rewatch the entire episode because you miss literally, and that's difficult. That's difficult, yeah. Especially for gentlemen like us who have to be in touch with a lot of things going on in the interwebs. That could be difficult. But she is a big advocate for White Lotus, though. My wife loves White Lotus.
Yeah, I just started watching the first season. Apparently there's a second season, and I was telling Bob.
I think the season finale was last night, Joe. I think last night was like a season finale.
I'm way behind.
Okay.
I'm way behind, but I have been hearing good things about it. And I tell you what, it's filmed, by the way, Mikey. I watched the first episode. I recognize it's the best hotel I've ever stayed at in my life.
Okay.
The Four Seasons Wailea in Maui.
Four Seasons. Let me tell you something. Four Seasons. When Holly and I did our honeymoon, we went to Four Seasons of Bora Bora in Tahiti. And let me explain something. The treatment that these people give you there, they make you feel like you are like we talked about the Kardashians last episode. They put you on a level to which you really feel like that. First of all, they charter you over to the hotel on a private boat. Your luggage, you don't check in. You know, every hotel, you got to check in at the front desk. There's no check-in. They bring you right to your room on a golf cart. They drive you right to the room. Your luggage is there. No check-in, no standing in line like an asshole at the front lobby desk with all the peons. You just go right to your room. The breakfast spread Everything is just
the breakfast.
I think I told this story. We had a dinner reservation the first night. They made us wait 5 minutes. The dinner reservation was late 5 minutes. 5 minutes they couldn't seat us. They sent a basket of fruit and a champagne bottle to our hotel room the next day because we waited 5 extra minutes. And who cares about waiting 5 extra minutes when you're on your honeymoon?
I'll tell you,
fucking Tahiti.
I mean, tell you what. You almost want to wait half an hour.
Yes. When, yes. When, yes.
When me and Joe worked at the Four Seasons, a lot of this stuff, I would think, oh, this is extra. Like, do we really have to do this? Or,
yes,
you know,
you
they're
do.
Overkilling it. Yeah, when you go and you stay at one of these places, you do realize that all of this stuff really, really, I mean, it really counts. And it really goes a long way.
It does, bro. It does. It was so over the top. It was just so over the top accommodating, so over the top. It was just the best experience hotel-wise I've ever had. By far.
I was out to dinner the other night, and I probably shouldn't be saying this, but I will, and I snapped. There was this guy, and you know, he just was so pompous. It was a birthday, big birthday dinner, and this guy was so pompous. He was so full of himself, and he just was so brash, and it was just one thing after the other, and he's talking about how he went on his honeymoon at Four Seasons Maui, and he goes, yeah, you know, Four Seasons Maui really rubbed me the wrong way. And I put my drink down. I said, do you know how ridiculous you sound? I said, do you know how obnoxious of a comment
What happened there that was not good
four
enough?
I mean, think about that comment. The Four Seasons Maui really rubbed me the wrong way.
I've ever stayed in.
What a pompous.
What hotel can you say an obnoxious
comment to make, which is just absolutely obnoxious. But yeah.
Good for you for saying something.
I did. Yeah, I sure did. And I did it in a funny way. I said, wow. I said, wow, boy, did you really make it? Whenever you're saying that, you know, the Four Seasons Maui really rubbed you the wrong way. You must be doing okay. Yeah, I really, it just bothered. It was enough is enough.
Yeah,
it
that's
not like confrontation.
I don't.
For him to say something like that, it takes a lot.
The last time I had a confrontation before that, was in Italy when the guy yelled at me in the sauna. That was the last that was the last conversation I had. You're out of line. In Italy.
You're out of line.
He's fucking take a flipper and whack you on the side of the head.
Bro. I know. Like, nobody hears that in Italy. You're out of line. That was the most ridiculous thing.
Of course, for Milan, Italy, you're out of line.
You're out of line. Yeah, in the sauna.
Oh God! Right, by the way, it feels good to be back. By the way,
yes, it does.
We missed a week. I hate missing weeks now because my DMs. I don't know about your guys. They just get littered with people who are pissed off, and I'm happy that they do show their.
I mean, we did do the live stream last week. It wasn't like we just left people with nothing. I mean,
yeah, I will say
it's
though,
different.
I
guess
I do agree with Joe though. I mean, I woke up like when I put out the announcement that we didn't have the episode. To see the amount, I mean, people really upset.
Yeah.
For it was almost, I was almost happy to see it. Like, I felt bad, but it was happy to see that. Because, you know, the thing with podcasts, I have a select few podcasts that I listen to. It really, it's a part of your routine and it takes you out of routine. People get very, very upset. And I think it's great.
We're back.
We're so back.
We are back. And by the way, this is the growing movement that we have here now. You know, I'd like to think that, you know, the podcast, what has it been, Bob? 1 year or a little bit over a year?
Over a year.
It hasn't been that long, though, if you think about what, you know.
No, and by the way.
It started last football season, was right around the time when I came out. I made the DK Metcalf pick. That was like 2-3 weeks into the season.
I meant to text you guys today, actually. Our audio downloads between, and we do good numbers on YouTube. The audio numbers are continue to rise. So, The Billy Dumb Show. I mean, look, things in the works and yeah. All right. I do want to get into the buy or sell segment. We're going to be doing the buy or sell segment. People tend to love the buy or sell segment. I'd love to actually go ahead and just start us off here, gentlemen. Very, very excited about Christmas. I love Christmas. I really do. Mm. But with But when I was a kid, by the way, so I'm half Jewish, I guess you could say. My parents kind of gave us the option of what we wanted to go with, and they would have just rolled with whatever we decided to do. I'm happy we did Christmas because Christmas has the whole build up and everything. I mean, Adam Sandler is carrying Hanukkah. After that, it's tough. You know, it doesn't have a whole lot of PR. So I chose Christmas. I'm happy I did Christmas. The only thing that I will say that I think is so overhyped, and if it was this good, it would be not just a seasonal thing, and I consider it the same thing as stuffing for Thanksgiving. Eggnog just doesn't do it for me. People love the – I know, but you know what, Joe? If it was that good, people would order an eggnog in the spring, and people wouldn't look at you like you were crazy. You know what I mean?
Imagine being at a beach bar in the summer.
And yeah. Getting eggnog.
Well, it's a heavy cream. It's like something you got to have when it's cold outside. That's why it's restrained to.
It's like a white Russian.
Yeah, but they don't order it. They don't do it in the fall. And once, you know.
Have you had it with rum, Bob?
I think I've had every eggnog every way you can get it. Yeah. I just think it's like if it was that good.
With a little dash of cinnamon is not a bad thing on Christmas Eve.
On Christmas Eve, it's not a bad thing. What about
It is limited. It's a limited thing. It's limited.
Yeah, it is the stuffing of Christmas. Same thing with stuffing. I think stuffing's really good, but there's a reason that it only comes, you know, along when it does. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna sell eggnog and I'm gonna pass it over to Maggie B.
Yeah, I gotta sell. I'm selling something very, very weird, I guess. But I'm gonna sell. No, I'm gonna sell discovery and exploration. That's what I'm gonna sell. And by that, I'm talking specifically about this. Have you guys heard about this zombie virus that they uncovered in the Russian Siberian permafrost? Let me explain something to you guys. We as a world right now, we've been under fire with just too much going on that we can't handle. There is no reason, absolutely zero reason, that we should be trying to discover and explore new things right now. We just need to press the pause button on discovery and exploration and just try and fix what the fuck we got going on. Because if we're going to continue to do this and now we're unearthing, they took some kind of virus out of like a 30,000-year-old intestinal tract of some kind of a wolf or something that was in the permafrost. And these viruses that existed 30,000 years ago, they're going to unearth these and release them into the atmosphere and potentially release another pandemic. We need to just hit the pause button on discovery and exploration. Let's fix what we got going on right now. Stop doing this. Just stop. Nobody needs to discover a new species. Nobody needs to discover am I wrong? What?
What he just said. Like, I have no idea.
I know exactly what he's talking about.
I have none. I am
okay. So Bob, basically what happened was the permafrost in Siberia, I believe, was blaming it on the warming of the climate, that the permafrost is melting. But in the process, explorers and scientists are digging up these old sections of the earth that have been basically encompassed and buried in ice for tens of thousands of years. And by doing so, there's these viruses and bacteria that are living, that have been, you know, dormant for all these tens of thousands of years. And they're like, oh, this is a zombie virus that's 30,000 years old, that if released back into the atmosphere once again and became active, it could create another pandemic, possibly worse than COVID. So my thing is that we need to stop exploring, stop discovering. I think we've had enough. I don't think we need anything new for at least, I would say, 20 years. We could put a 20-year pause on discovery and exploration. That's my opinion.
Like, then you're going to wipe out every archaeologist in the world.
I don't really give a fuck. I got to be honest, because archaeologist to me is like, that's just a guy who liked to dig in his backyard and now he turned it into a career. And these guys are getting paid to dig up fossils and dinosaur bones and things of that nature. And to be honest, we need more help in more critical areas of science than discovery and exploration. That's just discover and explore into outer space, not on the earth. Just leave the earth alone for a while. The earth has been under enough pressure. The earth has taken a beating. It's taken a beating. And eventually we're going to do something so fucking stupid that it's going to cost us big time. You can mark that down. It's going to cost us big time, Joe. And you know what? I'll be the one here saying I told you so. If I'm still here, I might be wiped out by
Bob. No, don't say that, Mikey B.
I could be Bob.
Because you know what? If you go out the Brilliant Dumb Show, I'm just saying is that,
you know, you're going to wipe out a whole profession of men and women who've devoted their lives to unearthing some of life's mysteries.
Yeah, stop doing it. I'm going to say you got to stop doing it for the good of humanity, Joe.
I do agree that there has been so much shit in the last few years. Give us a break. If we're going to go down,
break.
Don't
That's
let
all
us
I'm
know.
Asking for is a break. A little hiatus. A little hiatus from discovery and exploration. That's all. I'm selling discovery.
Fair point.
That's
all. Joey D, good luck following that.
I'm
going
to take it down a notch. I am going to also sell, and I'm going to sell AirPods right here, right now. I'm telling you why, okay? And by the way, shame on me, Mikey V. I just bought a new pair. These things are fucking pointless, okay? The first thing is the one ear pod stopped working. I had the older generation, so the thing doesn't work. So only one ear is working. I didn't want to go spend another $200. I said, whatever, fuck it. I'm going to go buy the new one.
That's a write-off, by the way. That's a write-off.
I kept the receipt.
Cold Cuts LLC. Joey Cold Cuts LLC. That's JCC LLC. Shout out. Write it off.
Yep.
I will be. But that's neither here nor there. The point is, the new ones, they don't fit well in your ears. It feels like they're hanging out by a thread. I go in the fucking airplane. I can't plug them into the fucking screen. So I'm asking the fucking stewardess to give me a $2 pair of fucking garbage headphones. And these $250 AirPods are sitting in my pocket. They're not even being used. You got to fucking charge them up all the time. They're dead half the time. You fucking leave one out, God forbid, the whole set's gone. It's a fucking joke.
I tell you, a guy who's just nodding his head with smug approvals, the guy with the non-AirPod iPhone headphones in
right
now.
Well, he's got the AirPods too, and shame on me. I just bought the new ones. But this is the point, is that we're slaves to capitalism and consumerism because I go out and buy a new and these things.
What are we, socialists now, Joe? Oh, yeah, come on. We're going to bash capitalism now, Joe? Come on.
I'm not bashing capitalism, but I'm saying – it's just these things they put out and everybody just buys them because they're the newest Apple
product. Apple has that power, though. Apple will just release a new generation no matter what it is, and people are just going to consume it. That's what Apple does.
This is the 13 whatever, Pro whatever. The 14's out now, and by the time the 15 comes out, I know you have the 14, I'm going to say, oh, the camera's not up to par. I got to get this. I got to get that. They have you
buy
the
write-off.
I don't understand it.
And then the lady's like, oh, you sure you don't want to spend an extra $50 for the noise cancellation fucking app that they have? I'm like, I don't need it.
I'll tell you this.
It's a waste.
They get you now with the new chargers. Now it's got to be the different chargers. And I hate to say it because I agree. It's very frustrating. Apple just has the world by the balls, and they're allowed to do what they want to do, and the world's then got to carry to them. And you're not wrong, Joey D. You're not wrong, but that's the thing.
Steve Jobs died. Everybody was screwed because now it's his legacy that we have to keep buying this product. And by the way, I love Apple. I have everything Apple. I brought my laptop with me. I forgot the charger. I have an older laptop. We had Jet, Perez, Ticket, and Bob all had their Apple laptops on, and I couldn't use their chargers because it's a new fucking charger.
And
so
God
the laptop
forbid,
was dead. I've used Perez's fucking laptop to do a podcast.
Can't be an Android guy either, because then if you're an Android, you are just a disruption to society. Yeah. If you are an Android
nobody
guy,
wants to see a green bubble. Nobody wants to see the green bubble.
Awful.
Nobody.
It drives me nuts. It drives me. That's
I
the
love
thing.
Apple, but it's like, come on.
Now, Apple has those new big over-the-ear headphones. Has anyone dabbled in those? Ticket has them. What does he say about them?
Well, apparently they do noise cancellation. He tried on Bob and it didn't work. I don't know.
By the way, the big ticket really, really fucked me over. I'm going to do it regardless. He turned to me on the airplane and said, if you think Godfather's bad, you're going to hate Ratatouille. He's been in my ear about this whole Ratatouille thing, by the way. Yep. He's been in my ear about
anti-Ratatouille.
He's been bashing it to me on the side. Yeah, it's really that is. But something that I will say about the flight too, okay, and I'm going to sound like the guy who said that, you know, Four Seasons Maui, you rubbed them the wrong way. Delta. But Delta. On the flight stuff, if you're over a 4-hour flight and you don't have either the plug-in for the charger, okay, or the in-flight Wi-Fi, I mean, we've been so spoiled with the in-flight Wi-Fi. You could give me a 10-hour flight. You give me in-flight Wi-Fi, I'm fine. I'll be firing stuff out left and right. No in-flight Wi-Fi. You didn't have to plug
it, Bob. It was $29, and the stuff
didn't work.
It was like Wi-Fi that they provided during the Cold War. It was so slow, I couldn't even load a video on Instagram.
Yeah. By the way, you know who we passed by on the flight? I was going to give him a little fist bump, and I chickened out. He was just watching game film over in Rodney Harrison.
Oh, Rodney.
Nice and comfy in the first class. Very, very thick guy. And I went to give him a little fist bump, but to no avail because he didn't see me. But without further ado, gentlemen, and Joey D, I hear you on the air, but also too, they're a little too techy, I think, like with the, you double tap for the cancellation, then you double tap for Siri. I just want headphones that, you know, just start me on up, but the world runs.
Broke, don't fix it. The ones you have in right now are good. That's a good headphone.
Yeah, but now Apple's made it to where I need the connector to connect that in to the. Geez. They got the world by the balls.
Well, they just keep making it more and more difficult to the point where you end up having to get the new stuff because it's like buying an old car. Like they run out of the old parts. So if you want to get it fixed,
do we have that's three cells, Mikey? Remind me of what you sold again? Discovery
and exploration.
Okay. All right. Perfect. All right. So without further ado. I think it's time we ought to go into our top five. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, okay? And I hope I am. It's just such a good top five. Have we done this top five? I don't think we have. Have we done top five French fries?
Yes.
We've done styles of French fries, but not the actual fast food chain.
Correct. If that's the case, then I'm okay with continuing with that top five.
Correct.
That's correct. All right, then if that's fine, then I'm still A-okay with continuing that. So today's top five, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be top five fast food French fries. I'm thrilled that we haven't done it because I could do this stuff all day long. Let's start off with Joey D out of the gate.
All right, I'm ready for this one. At five, I'm going to put one that might be skeptical because it's not a product that remains on the menu consistently throughout the year, but when they bring it out, it's a banger.
You dog.
Taco Bell Nacho Fries. Yeah,
it's a great play, man.
Great. And I had to put them on my list because they're just so good. They got that Cajun seasoning on it with the queso sauce, that nacho cheese sauce. I think they deserve to be here at the very least honorable mention. I'm throwing it out the five spot. Give me Taco Bell Nacho Fries at five. And number four, this one I don't know if it counts because it's not really fast food. So if you want me to remove it, I'll insert something else in. I'm going to go with Shake Shack and their crinkle cut fries. Now, I like to add even the cheese, or you could put the topping. You could do like the cheese fries, Bob. I don't know if you've tried them. Very, very good.
Let's send this to the board for approval real quick. Mikey V, are you okay with the Shake Shack?
Yeah, I don't have an issue with it.
Okay, fine. Yeah. We're allowed it. Granted access.
Yeah, I don't have an issue with it.
I like a good crinkle cut fry. I think they do some of the best, so I'm going to put them at number four. Number three, we're going to do another style of fry here that I think actually Mikey B had high up on his list when we did styles of fries. I'm going to go Chick-fil-A waffle fries. And by the way, when you add the Chick-fil-A sauce, I can't imagine – a better condiment to dip a fry into than Chick-fil-A sauce. It's undefeated in my opinion, and it brings the whole experience of eating their fries to the next level. And number two, I'm going to go – I think these guys, they changed their fries up a few years back, and I think they're some of the best in the business. Give me Wendy's.
Wendy's getting to the two really spot.
That's a high. That's a high.
I know it's high, but you know what? To me, I think
– no, good for you.
They do what they do well, and I'm going to give them the acknowledgement they deserve. And at number one, I would be remiss to not take these guys. It's got to be McDonald's French fries and nothing else. And by the way, a little trick if you ever want, because sometimes you go through the drive-thru or whatever, they don't give them to you as hot as you want. Say you want extra hot French fries when you go to the drive-thru, they have got to take it as a personal request, and they have got to make you a fresh batch. It comes out piping hot, delightful every fucking time it smacks. You can't go wrong.
You mean to tell me
extra hot.
That you go into a McDonald's drive-thru at any yes. hour of the day and you yell out your window, I would like extra hot French fries.
That's correct.
Yeah, and sometimes if I'm under the impression that they're not taking the request seriously, I will go as far as to say, the last time I got my fries, they weren't so hot, so could I please have them extra hot? They'll put in a brand new batch right under the oil, right when you come to the window. They're turning them up, and they're as hot as you've ever had them, Bob. They're so good. It's a little trick. I mean, you can do it if you want. I don't know what the shame of that is, Bob. I like them. I don't want to have soft, cold fries.
I just can't. I would be so worried about them spitting in my fries. Like the nerve on this
motherfucker.
This son of a bitch.
It's like a Starbucks thing when you have your first. No, it's mandatory. They never complain about it. It's like when you go to Starbucks and you request your own drink. They have to do it. Right. By the way, it's not like you're asking them to give you fucking beef fries. You're just asking them, or to cook it in different oil. Like, you're just asking them to be extra hot to give you a fresh batch.
Okay. All right. Let's end it up. Now, I will say, Joey D, I love the Shake Shack with the Taco Bell nacho fries at 5.
Yeah, that was a cagey play.
Great, great throw in. Mm. Wendy's at 2 is shocking to me.
Versatility in my list.
Well, yeah, I'm shocked to see the Wendy's play there.
I think Wendy's fries very good.
Okay.
All
right. Let's send it over to Mikey V.
Yeah.
All right, number 5 I have from a discontinued fast food franchise. I haven't seen them around. There's like one left, I think, somewhere on the New Jersey Turnpike somewhere. Roy Rogers curly fries. Roy Rogers, I tell you, Roy Rogers was a special place. It really was. Why it went downhill, I don't know. But if you ever had the curly fries from Roy Rogers, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Give me Roy Rogers curly fries at number 5. They were tremendous. Number 4, give me Checkers seasoned French fries. Checkers seasoned French fries. Very good, like almost occasion, kind of like a Popeyes-ish fry, but better than Popeyes. Checkers seasoned fries. Number 3, give me Chick-fil-A waffle fries at 3. I think the waffle fry, as Joe said, is a tremendous play. You can't go wrong with that. Number 2 is going to be a hard debate for me because my number 1 is an automatic slam dunk. It's the same as Joe's, but number two is a real tough one for me. Number 2, I'm going to have to go with.
Oh,
yeah, it's tough for me, man. It really is.
This should be an issue that you're having at 5 or 4.
I disagree. I disagree because 2, it's a tough spot. I'm going to go with Five Guys French fries. Guys has really good fries. The bag fries where they just toss them in the bag. I think Five Guys, good fries. And then number 1, the undisputed French fry king, I think, is the McDonald's fry, whatever the hell they do to it. It just is. There's no fry that you want to grab by the fistful. And I have given McDonald's, as you know, I have been highly critical of McDonald's for some time, but the French fries are unbelievable. To be honest, but they've been relying on that for so long. That's the problem with the McDonald's, is that they've been resting on their laurels for so long and resting on these French fries. They haven't done anything to improve the overall product, but the French fries remain supreme. McDonald's number 1.
I never tried the Roy Rogers or Checkers before. I kind of wish I would be.
Checkers. I almost had you do it in Florida, Joey D. We passed Checkers, one and Perez opted for the Chick-fil-A. Yeah, Checkers has got some bang for sure.
It does.
The only issue I have with Five Guys, okay, is they use the extra fries that they put in the bag because they load it in as an excuse to be able to charge $20, $22
for
a meal.
The burgers are great, Bob.
We can't put a price on French
fries. Yeah, they
are,
but that's their play, and they don't think that anybody's onto them. I got news for you, Da. I'm onto them. They use those extra French fries to be able to charge the price. By the way, Shake Shack, that's a very expensive burger and fry, a really good one. Five Guys a little more sneaky. I don't know.
Also on to Francis Ford Coppola for his ill-advised use of the wedding scene in The Godfather.
Yeah, everyone, they should have cut that scene out, the opening scene.
Okay. All right. Ratatouille's next. Moving along. I do like the list though, Mikey V. I really do. Right. Number five, terrible franchise. There's one thing that they do well. They even tried to change the best thing they do and provide another option. Arby's curly fries.
Yeah, Arby's curly fries are great.
Really, and then Arby's have been trying to make a move. They got to make a move to stay, you know, above water because they're struggling. They opted to offer another French fry. That was the way. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. They do these other fries, and they are so poorly run over there. But it's a good fry. Five Arby's, four Mikey V. I'm right there with you, beat for beat, pal. Give me the Checkers fry. I got
there. You go.
They do the frozen fries as well. You can buy from the supermarket. If McDonald's did that, I mean, that's another $10 billion a year, if that. Number three, another franchise that has to make a move. They're still afloat and they're here to stay, but they got to make a move. But their fries are good. Give me Burger King at three. I like the Burger King fry a lot. Mikey Burger V don't love it. Yeah, I you don't like the Burger King fry, Mikey V.
I like it. I just don't think it's I don't think it's a top five fry, but that's neither here nor there. I don't mind it, but it ain't a top five in my opinion. But
number two, I got Chick-fil-A. The waffle fry is great. Sometimes I wonder, am I just so enamored with the sauce? Well, that too, but like with the sauce, that the sauce carries the fry so well. But I do think it's a great fry. It's one of the only waffle fries, I think, really out there doing it.
I think it's the only fast food waffle fry that I know of.
I think so too. I think so.
Which is really mind boggling, to be honest.
By the way, Joe, you ever have White Castle?
White Castle crinkle cut fries.
Really good.
Very good.
That's my honorable mention. They're very similar to the Shake Shack ones.
My honorable mention, the White Castle crinkle cut.
And then we all got it there at one. I mean, let's not, who are we kidding? Let's not get crazy. Right. Give me the McDonald's at one. Do the Joey D special. Order them extra hot and just pray to God they don't spit in those fries.
They're not going to spit in the fries. By the way, what is your condiment of choice for your, like, to dip your french fries in? Are you a ketchup guy, Mikey V?
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, ketchup. But I mean, I could dunk a fry in anything. I could dunk it in mustard, ketchup, honey mustard, like barbecue sauce, sweet and sour sauce. It doesn't matter.
Mustard's great.
You can't fuck it up. I mean, I've seen people dunk French fries in mayonnaise. I've seen people do that.
I do that.
I tell you what the best fucking condiment is. The most underrated play is the Wendy's Frosty, dipping the fry in the Wendy's Frosty.
Wow.
One of the greatest plays. The salt.
But you feel naughty when you do that.
The salty with the sweet. Yeah, I mean, you do, of course. But I mean, if you eat fast food, you should feel naughty. I mean.
By the way, a lot of hype around Fat Perez says it's one of the best fries in the game, breakfast or dinner. A lot of hype around the Wendy's breakfast potatoes is what I'm hearing. Haven't had it, but a lot of hype around it.
May have to try that.
Yeah, a lot of hype around it. Honorable mention, Mikey V.
The White Castle crinkle cut is a very underrated fry, especially if you're all tuned up and you have White Castle. I mean, that'll hit the spot every time. White Castle.
Yeah, I almost wish I threw it in there. It would have been innovative. It's a good play. I got it right there too as my honorable mention. Joey D.
I'm going to do Five Guys for my honorable mention because I do think that they do their fries really well. And I like the abundance that they give you. Like a regular fry is a large fry. People who don't know will order the large fry. Good luck. You're going to have fucking fries for the next week.
I think Joey D is going to have a very popular top five fry in the graphic.
The Taco Bell is going to hit.
He's going to have it. The Wendy's
just have a lot of
two
versatility, I think. I got crinkle cut. I got waffle fries. I got nacho fries. I feel like I have a lot to offer.
By the way, Bear Downs ain't bad either, but only, you know, such a select few are going to remember the Roy Rogers French fries.
Roy Rogers. Yeah, that's very personal pick for me. I was a Roy Rogers person. I thought Roy Rogers, I still don't understand why they're gone. I don't get it. I thought they were great. The fried chicken, they did it all, Roy Rogers. They did it all.
By the way, something just to keep track of, I'm looking right now with, this is a different subject, but with Kyler Murray going down tonight, it does appear that the Jet is going to lose. And unless something drastic happens and DeAndre Hopkins, which by the way has 7 receptions. So Mikey,
by the way, we won Prize Picks. We won Prize Picks.
That's great.
We hit 3 of 4 on the flex. We would have hit 4 of 4 had Kyler not gone down.
So
but that is a flex winner.
It is a winner. 3 of 4.
And by
hashtag
the
winner. But what I was getting at is now with the Jet looking like he's going to be out, Ticket won this week. Ticket will be taking the number one seed, meaning it looks like Ticket versus Bob, Cutsy versus Bear Down for the fucking playoffs. This is going to be interesting.
Let the games.
Very interesting. Now. By the way, I just want to say, without having a team that I wasn't able to draft, injuries throughout the year, I'm pretty happy I was able to manage a team to get into this position.
Yeah, I'm just going to say this. I'm not going to make any more commentary on the fantasy season. I'm just going to let – I scored 190 points this week. Mike, I have nothing left to say. I'm just going to let it roll. That's even worse if you're playing me, because I feel like if it was a 1 week thing, you could pick me off if I have a bad week.
I will say this, 2 weeks, Joe,
it's going to be tough.
Any other fantasy?
How did I take him down?
Any other fantasy league, I would say, you know, it's anybody's to win. I have never seen a fantasy football team that is so significantly better than anybody else's team. And I hate to just pump his tires. It is unbelievable what he has done with that rock.
Thank you, Bob.
He has made moves that nobody would. It's crazy. There's not a doubt in my mind he wins the whole thing. And this is coming from a guy who might have him eventually.
Whoa, Bob.
He's being real.
After the other guy.
I think Team Cutsy could make a play here. I'm not saying I'm going to win, but I'm going to be competitive.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Team Cutsy. By the way, cap locks on the Cutsy.
Yeah,
team always Cutsy. Caps lock. Always caps lock.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's good to be back. Has to be back. There's nothing better. Tuesday after Tuesday, you know the drill. Joey D, Mikey V, that does it. Another edition. The Berlin Lump Show. We'll see you boys next time.